Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb, the Friday edition. Before we get to the good of the day, a reminder that Andy the Destroyer Ruiz Jr. and Chris the Nightmare Ariola, arguably the two best Mexican heavyweights in boxing history, are going to be squaring off in a Fox Sports PBC pay-per-view main event that's coming up on Saturday, May 1st. This pay-per-view, an all-Mexican boxing extravaganza, three pay-per-view undercard matchups featuring exciting all-action toss-up fights. The pay-per-view beginning at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, again, Saturday, May 1st. It's priced at $49.99. Buy this pay-per-view on foxsports.com/PPV. That's foxsports.com/PPV, and you can watch on any screen. That's good. There's also the good of the day, and let's have that this morning, Ron Culver.
Hey, you know what? There's not only a good of the day, but there is a too good of the day.
Oh, there we go.
So we got a bonus good of the day because it's Friday. We're all feeling great.
Why not?
The first story, both of these stories are somewhat heartwarming too. And we may have found the sports story of the year. A guy by the name of John Hinkle, who is a former NCAA bowling champion from Western Illinois.
Yep.
Found a way to have his father's ashes. His father had passed away in 2016. And he always wanted to have his father placed inside of a bowling ball and found a way to have his father placed inside of a bowling ball. And what does he do when he gets the opportunity to play with that bowling ball for the first time? Perfect game.
Oh, that's incredible. Are you kidding me?
Now,
that's fantastic.
Now, since he was a bowling, he's a two-time NCAA bowling champion, he has bowled perfect games in his life,
okay.
Obviously.
But still.
But he found a way, the first time with using his dad's ball, I guess that's what we're going to call it. He bowls a perfect game.
Well, that's like a PGA Tour professional. If you had said somehow a PGA Tour professional made a hole-in-one at a particular moment with a particular club or something, you'd
right.
still go, that was amazing, because even though they're a pro golfer, hole-in-ones are rare.
Those are hard.
Perfect games aren't easy,
yeah.
even for a professional bowler. So, yeah, that's still an amazing accomplishment, regardless of his past bowling talent and success.
I know. Not only
that's
that,
awesome.
Not only that, but I learned something about bowling I never knew. Because
he is
a two-handed bowler, meaning he has two hands placed on the ball.
Oh, I've seen this. Yeah, that's
pretty
remarkable.
Which means he's not allowed to have finger holes in the ball.
Oh, so he got the ball. Oh, wow, that's so.
So that's, and that was how he found a way to have his father's ashes placed inside the ball, because he just put them in the thumb hole.
Whoa. Well, how did, covered the thumb hole?
And then covered the thumb hole up, yeah.
Like, I'm being really dumb with this. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think there's a trail of ashes. I hope
not. That's kind of interesting, because do you remember when, this is going back like 20 years ago. Do you remember when Nike or Spalding or somebody made a basketball that had an air pump in it?
Yes.
Remember that used to pop it out and you could pump up the ball right there?
Yeah.
They went through a whole bunch of scientific tests to keep the basketball within the proper regulations of the basketball. It had to be the right weight. It had to be the right, had to still have the right spin. It had to act like a regular basketball, despite having this sort of mechanism in it that would allow you to pump the ball.
Yeah, you'd almost feel like it would be lopsided.
Right. It took a lot of work, because you're putting this in, but then you have to create it so that it still would do everything a regular basketball would do in order to be considered regulation. It's weird that here's a bowling ball. It's got ashes in it. In some way, you're kind of taking some sort of weight off of it, right? Or adding some weight to it. With no holes, if he's putting it in the holes, I guess that makes up for it, I guess, right?
Sure.
I mean, I don't know. You and I don't know, but it's still, that's pretty great. I mean, hey, way to go. Congratulations.
Yeah, what a heartwarming story.
That's
maybe
a great story.
It could be the story of the year. It's definitely one of the feel-good stories of the year.
Absolutely, without question.
And the bonus good of the day, Bo Bichette. That's probably a name we're going to be hearing a lot over the next, over the course of a couple
Toronto
of years.
Toronto Blue Jays, right?
Because, he's kind of picked up where his dad left off in a way.
Yeah, Dante Bichette.
Yes. Anyways, Bo Bichette absolutely crushed a home run at Fenway Park the other night.
I heard about this, yeah.
And, it cleared the wall. It landed. It was out of the park. It's which seems weird, because we think of these ballparks as being gigantic places, but the monster's there for a reason because it's a short field.
Yeah.
And so
it was right onto the road.
Yeah. But Bo Bichette, he launches his home run out of the ballpark. It happens to land in the exact spot where his parents first met.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
No.
Okay. This sounds like an Onion story.
It's not.
Seriously? That's incredible.
Yeah, I thought it was too. And then, you know, after reading the story a little bit more and looking at other ones.
That's more improbable than the bowler with a perfect game with his dad's ashes in the bowling ball.
It landed in front of the now closed down gym on Lansdowne Street, the place Brewers visiting player Dante first met Bo's mother, Mariana, in the summer of 1991.
So he was a visiting player.
He was a visiting player.
Boston girl.
Yeah, playing for the Brewers. And yeah, I guess they met at that gym.
That's great.
I don't know. I guess, you know, maybe the Brewers were staying in a hotel nearby, and I don't know. Maybe he was just taking. I don't know why he would be there, but he was.
Sometimes these stories come about where I go, man, there's something cosmic going on, right? There's something larger than than us manipulating. This just can't be a coincidence. It just can't be. That seemed, like I said, that's more improbable than almost any story you could imagine. That he not only hit a home run. He hit it far enough, and it landed at the same spot his father and mother met. That's too weird. It's almost untrue.
Here's how the story goes, and this is how Dante Bichette met his wife, which is kind of fun because I guess his routine was that he would take.
Hold on, real quick. Okay. He didn't just go up to a woman and go, "I'm a ball player."
No.
Okay.
I guess his routine
usually that works.
When he was at Fenway, was he would do batting practice, and then he would walk. He would go to a Gold's Gym, the Gold's Gym across the street. So he walked to the Gold's Gym, saw a woman that he liked. He did his workout, went back, and he then talked to his then manager, Don Baylor, walked in and said, "Hey, I just saw the girl I'm going to marry." And Don Baylor said, "Great. Did you ask her out?" And Dante said, "No." Don Baylor made him go back.
Oh, how great was Don Baylor?
Yep.
Awesome. Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, and then, you know, a couple of years later, because that was, 2000, when they met, they celebrated their wedding anniversary, so we're talking several years later.
That's great, good for him.
Bo Bichette hits a home run right outside, lands right where his parents first met. That's a ball you keep, right?
Of course.
You got to keep that forever.
Put that in the frame. All right, what's the bat of the day?
Bat of the day. We've been talking a lot about soccer all week long.
Yeah, this week, big soccer news.
Soccer's been huge, so I'm hoping our listening audience has kind of gained an idea of what soccer, what it really means to the fans. Schalke, which is a Bundesliga team, former Bundesliga team, they play in Germany. They have been relegated for the first time in 33 years.
That's got to be really difficult for the fans of that team to take.
Well, it is, Tony, because their bus was stopped by the fans. The players were chased off the bus and were having eggs thrown at them.
I would think so. If you have not, if you haven't been regulated for 33 years, it's sort of an expectation, I'm assuming.
I try to equate it like, okay, you know, we've had teams like when the Cleveland Browns went 1-31 over 2 years.
Right.
The fans weren't throwing eggs at them.
No, they were demanding change, but they weren't blaming necessarily the players.
Yeah, this is solely blaming the players.
Yeah, completely.
Because Schalke, I mean, they've had a great run. They've been they flirted with the I don't know if they were ever champions of the Bundesliga of Germany's top flight. I know they've made the European tournaments a couple of times, playing against some of the top clubs in and around. And, it just happens. I mean, some of these things are cyclical where if teams on top that finally reach the bottom, they've been relegated and they got to earn their way back up to the spot. And if you're fans of Ted Lasso, you know what relegation means.
That's true.
I had to find a way to work Ted Lasso in there.
All right. Well, then
still trying to get that box.
Me too. Absolutely. What's the dumb of the day?
You'll love it. Imagine getting invited to a wedding.
I hate getting invited to weddings.
I know, but just imagine this one. It's going to be at this mansion in Florida, huge, huge spread outdoor venue. It's going to be fantastic.
I'm in.
Right? 16,000 square foot house. You show up to the gates with the wedding party all ready to come in that morning, only to find that the owner of the house will not let you in.
Well, I have an invitation.
You want to know why?
Well, okay, if I have an invitation,
because
it must be phony.
The couple booked this entire wedding solely based on the fact that God wanted them to and never even bothered to figure out if they could use said house.
Ah, So the owner wasn't even in on it? The owner was what are you doing here?
It's a private residence. And they're picture. The only thing I could think of is that the husband-to-be walked up to the gate and acted like, you know, one of the Blues Brothers and went, "We're on a mission from God."
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
So police had to be called, you know, caterers had to be turned away, the flower guy had to be, I mean, they went the whole nine yards.
Pull back for a second. They literally booked all of that
Like,
everything was booked for that location.
Yes.
Everybody that was involved in a reception slash wedding slash party, whatever it is, all thought we're going to this house, and the owner was like, "No, you're not."
Yeah, it was like, "Why are you here? What do you mean you booked this house for my your wedding?"
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
So yeah, two police officers had to show up, had to tell the couple, "You need to go find, you know, find a justice of the peace," basically.
Oh my goodness. What are they going to do?
It doesn't say what they ended up doing, but I mean, I'm thinking they weren't they're you know, in the words of the great Marshawn Lynch, I don't think all their mentals were there.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Like, there had to have been one sane person in the party going, "Did you check into this?"
Yeah.
Or they just trusted the organization party to do that. That's nuts.
And
you know what it is? Sometimes you hear feel good stories where they're like, "Oh, you're not, yeah." They probably thought, you know, if we show up, they'll just be nice enough to let us use the house. And he's probably like, "No, you're not using my house."
The idea behind it was because I guess the owner of this house has several homes. Sometimes he's at this house, sometimes he's not.
Okay, that's probably a
bad. And they were probably banking on one of the. Maybe they've scouted out the place a couple of times. Said, you know, he's never here on this day. Maybe we can just utilize the backyard real quick, have a wedding. Everyone thinks that, you know. We spent a lavish amount of money for this beautiful home and backyard and, you know, clean up the place and leave like nothing ever happened. I don't know. The mindset of people is crazy sometimes.
Yep, it is crazy.
But, I mean, you know, in all fairness, it wasn't their first wedding. I mean, you know, this is a second marriage for both of them. So,
no.
I don't know. Florida.
That's true. All right. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue. Brian Truitt again, USA Today, will join us as we continue along. That's coming up in 15 minutes to talk a little bit about the Academy Awards and the movies that are up for the Oscar that's coming up this hour. We'll talk draft coming up next on Wake Up Call.